Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was Jimmy McPartland and his Dixieland Band from 1957. They brought us Sugarfoot Strut. It was written by Billy Pierce, Henry Myers, and Charles Swab. Jimmy was one of the great trumpeters of the era, and that was a musical family. His wife, Marion McPartland, was also a very accomplished pianist. They open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have some wonderful jazz for you. Small groups and larger orchestras. Oh, we're going back to the 1920s and we'll go forward to the 1950s. So it's a bit of a tour of our time period and also of some of the wonderful artists that were around at the time. We're going to go now to 1947, to a group led by clarinetist Bob Wilbur, aptly named Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats. They had a very fine group. We have Johnny Glissell on cornet, Bob on clarinet, Dick Wellstood on piano, Charles Traeger on bass, and Dennis Strong on drums. They will join us with a number written by Ike Smith, and it's called Mabel's Dream. And then back to the 1950s, we're going to hear the lovely trumpet of Bobby Hackett. This is one of the many sessions that he recorded for the Capitol label. They're called the solo sessions because they feature Bobby's trumpet or cornet backed up with a different array of musicians on the various recordings. This morning, Bobby's going to play for us Lazy River, and that was written, of course, by Hoagy Carmichael. And then back to the 1930s, to one of the stalwarts of the small group sessions, and that was Bud Freeman, a very fine tenor sax player. He was particularly gifted at bringing together many, many different groups of musicians. This one is called Bud Freeman and His Gang. They're recording for one of the independent labels in that time. And again, oh, we're going to hear Bobby Hackett on cornet this time. Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Bud on tenor sax, Dave Matthews on alto sax, Eddie Condon on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, Artie Shapiro's playing the bass, and Marty Marsala on the drums. And the song is written by Charles Newman and Isham Jones, and it's called What's the Use? It's Bud Freeman and His Gang. And we'll start with Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats from 1947, Mabel's Dream.
Thank you.
was Bud Freeman and his gang with What's the Use from 1938. Before that, we heard Bobby Hackett and Hoagy Carmichael's Lazy River from 1954. And we started out with Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats, Mabel's Dream. And that was written by Ike Smith. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to some fine jazz groups and jazz orchestras from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Our next group will take us back to the 1920s, and that's the California Ramblers. Well, it was a group of young musicians who were getting going at the time. And they included in their numbers Red Nichols on trumpet and the Dorsey brothers, Jimmy on clarinet and sax and Tommy on trombone. And it was a fun time. Of course, these guys went on to have long and wonderful careers, but they're just getting started out now. And you can hear all that energy and all that wonderful talent and just ready to go. They'll join us this morning with a song written by Jelly Roll Morton called State and Madison. And that's from 1927. Forward over a decade and we'll hear from a very fine orchestra led by Charlie Barnett. Well, he played the saxophone and he also wrote songs and he led an orchestra. And they produced a number of wonderful recordings, often playing Charlie's own compositions. And we'll hear that this morning. This is called The Last Jump. It's a pretty lively one. Charlie wrote it along with Roscoe Fritz. And then again forward to this time to 1945. And this is from the Duke Ellington organization. The song is written by Duke Ellington along with Don George. And the group is orchestra led by trumpeter Cootie Williams. Well, he of course played with the Ellington band for many years and very accomplished and a very fine trumpeter to listen to. The song they'll bring us this morning is called Everything But You, and that's from 1945. And we'll start with the California Ramblers, including the Dorsey Brothers and Red Nichols, State and Madison. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to Cootie Williams and his orchestra from 1945 with the Duke Ellington number, Everything But You. Before that, we heard Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with his own composition, The Last Jump, from 1939. And we started out with a fun piece, The California Ramblers, from 1927, with State and Madison, which was written by another fine jazz artist, Jelly Roll Morton.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Montreal psych rock band Besnard Lakes are back with their sixth album called The Besnard Lakes Are the Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings. The magisterial psych rock band just released their long-awaited new album, and it is bright, blazing, and resilient. The Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings honors the very essence of psychedelic rock, and the album is available as a beautifully packaged double LP at FlemishEye.com. That's Flemish, EYE.com, or you can stream it on your favorite platform today.
Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, friends, and neighbors. These are the men and women dedicated to the caretaking of our loved ones after they pass away. They stand ready to walk beside us during our most difficult days, especially now during these challenging times. We salute all the funeral, cremation, and cemetery professionals, these final responders, and simply say thank you.
Tune in to CHUO 89.1 FM every day from 1 to 3. And hear everything from and to this.
But I know nothing.
And also.
And then dude. And the dude's like, buddy!
Wait a minute. How is this on radio?
Only on CHUO's Radioactive.
They're the best.
Tell me about it.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa this morning. Well, we've got some lovely jazz artists for you and wonderful jazz tunes from the 20s through to the 1950s. Our next set features groups and orchestras led by some of the great drummers of the time. We're going to hear from the groups led by Chick Webb, George Wetling, and Cozy Coles. We'll start with Chick Webb and his orchestra. Well, Chick Webb, one of the wonderful drummers around. He led an orchestra in the late 1930s, often featured singer Ella Fitzgerald with his band. They'll bring us a number this morning that recorded in 1937, and the group is actually carved out of the larger orchestra. And it's named after the singer Ella Fitzgerald and her Savoy 8, and it features Ella bringing us the words, and Chick Webb, of course, leading the orchestra, or the group, and he's on the drums. We'll also hear from Taft Jordan on trumpet, Sandy Williams on trombone, Louis Jordan on clarinet, Teddy McRae on saxophone, Tommy Fulford on piano, Bobby Johnson on guitar, Beverly Peer on bass, and Chick, as I said, on drums, and that lovely voice of a young Ella Fitzgerald, bringing us the classic By Mir Bist Du Schön, which was written by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, Jacob Jacobs, and Shalom Secunda. We'll go forward 14 years to 1951, and this is a group led by drummer George Wetling, another wonderful drummer of the time. The song is called Collier's Clambake. I'm not entirely sure where that title came from, but there it is. It was actually written by George Wetling along with pianist Joe Sullivan. And we'll hear them both on this recording, George on drums, Joe on piano. They're joined by Wild Bill Davidson on cornet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Eddie Condon guitar, and Bob Casey on bass. And then we will hear from Cozy Coles. Well, he was one of the great ones too, and you hear him frequently from the 1930s, where he was frequently playing at the sessions organized by Teddy Wilson for the Brunswick label. This is from 1944, and Cozy has now set up his own group called Cozy Cole's Old Stars. And they're going to bring us the piece written by Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Romberg, Lover, Come Back to Me. Three wonderful drummers. We'll start with Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald by Mia Bistuschern from 1937.
All the boys I've known, and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you. Deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere Bistuschern, please let me explain. By mere Bistuschern means that you're grand. By mere Bistuschern, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere Bistuschern. So kiss me and say you understand. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. So kiss me and say you understand. By mere Bistuschern means that you're grand. By mere Bistuschern, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Na 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 na. To explain my mere Bistuschern, so kiss me and say you understand by mere Bistuschern.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cozy Cole and His All-Stars from 1944. Lover, Come Back to Me. Before that, George Wetling and his jazz band brought us a song they recorded in 1951 called Collier's Clambake. And we started out with Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald from 1937 by Mia Bistu-Schoen. Three recordings featuring some of the great drummers around in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. And this is I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've been listening, as I've mentioned, to some very fine jazz groups and jazz orchestras this morning, from the 20s through to the 1950s. And we've got several more for you this morning, and we're going to go now to 1944 and hear from a wonderful quartet led by clarinetist Edmund Hall. And we heard from him in the last set, playing with George Wetling and his jazz band. In the 1940s, Edmund set up a number of different groups, the quartet and the sextet amongst them, and frequently played with pianist Teddy Wilson. And this is one of their recordings. It's a very famous song, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. We won't hear the lyrics, but we will hear that lovely melody on Where or When. And in addition to Edmund and Teddy, we will hear bass from Billy Taylor, and Arthur Trapeer is playing the drums. Then we're going to go back to the 1930s, go to 1937, to one of the finest trumpeters around, and he wasn't around very long, but he did flourish in the 1930s and had his own orchestra, and that's what we'll hear this morning from 1937, and that's Bunny Berrigan. Bunny and his orchestra will bring us One in a Million, and that was written by the songwriting team of Mitchell and Polak. Bunny, of course, playing the trumpet. We'll also hear a very fine clarinet on this one from Matty Matlock. And the words are going to be brought to us by Art Gentry. And then back another 3 years to an orchestra led by Isham Jones. Well, he was a songwriter and, in fact, wrote many songs recorded by his orchestra, which he led in the 30s. He gave it up, actually, in 1936 to concentrate on songwriting, and it was taken over by Woody Herman. And, of course, that orchestra, in its various incarnations, went on for decades after that. Well, this is a recording from the orchestra when led by Isham Jones. The song is written by Hart Wand, Dave Franklin, and Isham Jones himself, and it's called Dallas Blues, and that's from 1934. And we'll start with the Edmund Hall Quartet from 1944, Where or When? Thank you.
relative to fame. I never took a chance, the odds were too great. I've a conviction that I must be wrong. Stranger than fiction, you happen along. Though it's a million to one, it is true. My one in a million is thank you.
was Dallas Blues from the Isham Jones Orchestra from 1934. Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra joined us from 1937, One in a Million, with lyrics brought to us by Art Gentry. And we started off with a lovely combination, Edmund Hall's clarinet and Teddy Wilson's piano on Where or When. And we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our visit back in time and listening to some of the wonderful music from the 20s to the 1960s. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning, and it's brought to us by the band led by Jimmy Lunsford from 1935. This was a wonderful band, and oh, many, many recordings. It features the song written by one of the band members, Cy Oliver, who's also going to provide the word. He's singing the lyrics, and he arranged the song as well. Cy Oliver, one of the great arrangers, of course, at the time. I believe he worked quite a lot with Tommy Dorsey. The song is called, aptly enough, The Melody Man, and it was written by Cy along with Dave Hendricks.
Harmony, fantasy, melody, answer my call. I'm the man that swings the band, best swing man in all land. Hear me and you understand why the folks always give me a hand. If you don't know who I am, I'll tell you so you understand. I'm the melody man, I'm the melody man. I can drive your blues away. Boy, you get happy when you hear me play. Oh, yes, I can. I'm the melody man. Sweet tunes, hot tunes, blue melody. They're all the same to me. Gonna riff, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna swing them, so help me. Once you heard me, you will know. Be it good, bad, hot, sweet, fast, or slow. That's the melody man. Oh, the melody man.